inside the Jaguars team meeting room, and we're joined by safety Dwight Lowry. And Dwight, this past week against the Buffalo Bills, you guys faced your ex-teammate Brad Smith, who wasn't the original guy that ran the Wildcat, but certainly one of the best in recent years.
Yeah, he he did an outstanding job while we were at the Jets. With the package that they gave him, obviously with him playing quarterback in college, that contributes to how much you can do with him as well, so he did a great job.
And it's relevant not only because you guys faced Brad running the Wildcat for two snaps in Buffalo, and then also this week with the New York Jets, they have Tim Tebow, who runs the Wildcat as well, and a lot of questions about whether he's going to play or not, but you still have to prepare for the Wildcat, and that's probably one of the most difficult things about the Wildcat is that you do have to prepare for it as a defense.
Absolutely. Anytime you have a Wildcat, you know, there's a component of, okay, who's the guy that is the Wildcat? Can the guy throw the ball? Is he going to be a predominantly runner? Where do they like to run the ball? Who's in motion? All those things play a factor, and it's hard to prepare for it because it's very untraditional.
Untraditional in the aspect that whoever's running the Wildcat, whether it be Brad Smith, and one of the best was Ronnie Brown in Miami, or Tim Tebow, is that you have the option of him to hand it off, him to run it, and then him to throw it. It's really kind of a three-pronged approach, which can stress the defense.
Absolutely. Usually traditional offenses, it's, okay, you're going to run the ball or you're going to pass the ball. And now we add that third element where they can run it, and they can run it two different ways and pass it. It's just something that is hard to prepare for.
All right, well, let's look at some plays that I've got for us here.
All right.
All right, the first play that you guys saw against Buffalo was Brad at quarterback, and that's C.J. Spiller in motion. That's what really stresses you guys on this play, isn't it?
I would say so. Everyone has their jobs regardless of what happens, but anytime you have a player of his caliber on movement, it really grabs everybody's attention. And the biggest thing on this play is that we make sure that we communicate what is going on as far as who's in the backfield. And what to expect and getting down and getting ready. I wasn't, particularly myself, I wasn't ready for this play. I didn't see Brad Smith at quarterback until about now.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, with that C.J. Spiller going across, you can see the whole defense kind of whoop goes to him a little bit to the right and puts everybody a little bit behind. And then, so you're expecting inside-out help. Mm-hmm. And because everybody kind of goes with that C.J. Spiller, that's where they can stress you at, is that, you know, it's that two-pronged attack, you don't know what to expect.
Right, and this is a rep that we practiced during the week. Obviously, in the game, we weren't, technique-wise, we didn't do, we were out of our gap a little bit, and that caused them to gain some good yardage.
And here, same play, they ran the Wildcat play here twice in this ball game. It's the exact same look, it's just going in the opposite direction. Again, that C.J. Spiller with the fake, and people have to respect him. And then Brad keeps it and goes the opposite direction, and then that allows some of the defenders to get some angles.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great player, by the way. I'm surprised they don't run the Wildcat more with him in that package in Buffalo. Now this week with Tim Tebow, he's been hurt. He's got the rib deal going on. Do you expect him to play, though?
Yeah.
And I kind of do, too, just because it's Rex Ryan. Mm-hmm. You know, this is Tim's hometown. And here's Tim on the first play. And this is a read option. And simply, he could hand it off, I guess, here. He could keep it or he could pitch it. That's the stress of a Wildcat.
Right. In this particular play, Miami does a good job of just playing sound football. You know, they have someone for the quarterback, they have someone for the pitch, and they have guys filling the gaps if they were to hand off the ball to Sean Green, so they did a great job on this play.
Well, you almost have to go back to college, you know, in your preparation, because, I mean, how much do you ever prepare for an option in the pros? You don't really have that preparation, but you're starting to see it more. RG3, Cam Newton, Tim Tebow, and here it is. This is a read option. He wants to read a guy, right?
Right. He's probably reading this in down here, 93.
Which is the right end, and if the right end chases the running back, then he keeps it.
Oh, I'm sorry, go back. Yeah, it looks like he's, it's hard to tell, you know, because the right end has somebody that they have somebody that was responsible for the right end. So I don't know if he was just looking at the hole, or if that was a design play for him to.
And that's the hard thing about the Wildcat. Right. You don't know what the actual intent is. Here he is against the Miami Dolphins, and we talked about different options that the Wildcat quarterback has to hand the ball off, keep it himself. And here is what me and you were talking earlier about the extra option, and that is to keep it and possibly throw a pass. And this is a designed pass play here in the goal line area.
Absolutely. Miami seemed very prepared for this because, you know, the end or the backer keeps his leverage on the quarterback. He knows that he can't make the play on the other side of the football, so he stays patient, sees the quarterback with the ball, and attacks, and doesn't give the play time to develop, and they cover the guy that Tebow's in for as well.
And he ends up getting sacked against the Seattle Seahawks. This is probably about as true of a pass play that Tim Tebow will run with the Jets. It's very mild play action here. He just stands up, but the real key here, and correct me if I'm wrong, when he just shows, or they show that run look up front, mm-hmm. the linebacker that is the one at the top in the middle, if he bites on that play action fake and that little shuffle that he has right there, mm-hmm. then his coverage responsibility, which is the slot, because he's got two safeties back deep, he draws the linebacker in away from that wide receiver, and there's the completion.
Right. Well, it looks like that outside backer has a gap responsibility in the run game. And what would help Seattle in this situation is even if they are playing with two safeties deep or flat foot or whatever it is that they're doing, that safety showing and discouraging that throw, because anytime you have a guy that's real far off of the slot defender, you can raise up a throw, you can get 5-7 quick yards. So it is a little bit of giving an offense an illusion that they either have something that they don't really have, or just taking away what it is that they want.
Well, certainly added preparation. Hey, thanks for spending time with us in the film room.
I appreciate it.